and around here cost about $40.
Okay.
A cord of wood in Memphis is about $125. And $40, when Don can get out with a chainsaw at the farm, you know, and cut down white oak trees. You don't cut down any other kind of tree if you've got white oak, because white oak burns better than any other kind of wood in a fireplace. It doesn't pop, you know, and lasts a long time. And so he would, every winter, but he waits until it gets a blame cold, you know, to go out there. I told him, I don't mind, because you have to let the wood cure a little bit, you know, before it'll burn good, because you put all green logs in there. It's a good fire after it gets going, you know, but it takes a long time for it to get rolling. But we have a big area out there on the patio. But we can go through it like crazy. I mean, but that is the nicest thing. Cold winter's night, get up there in front of the fire. And I gave us a popcorn popper for part of our Christmas present. And that's fun. The kids like to do that. You know, put popcorn and hold it over that stick.
Oh, yeah.
It gets hot. You know, your hands get hot. But there's all kinds. But it's messy, too. That and marshmallows in the fireplace. Don did that last winter. And that was messy. It had marshmallows all over the hearth and everything and scrub them up. That's fun.
Well, what about the wood that you use to start the fire? You know, the kind of that burns.
Kindling. And where we got our kindling from, this elderly colored man down at the plant has a junkyard that he just started off down the plants down sort of in the wooded area and across the lake. And a lot of people bring stuff and fill in, you know, off the highway there. It's not a dump, but it's a dump, but it's not garbage and things like that. It's industrial waste that like at a kindling, I mean at a sawmill, then they bring a lot of the sawdust and stuff and fill it in because the city's trying to fill in part of it. And this colored man had told one of the companies down there to bring all this wood and everything and dump in there. And it's the best kindling you ever saw. So Don would stop up there and ask him for a whole truckload of that about once a winter. So we used that for kindling, and that's just the greatest thing. First winter that we lived here, they didn't clean up the attic good. You know, they had a lot of boards and stuff like that. So we just left it, piled it up in there, and we burned stuff out of the attic for when we started the kindling stuff, you know. And these friends of ours that had remodeled this old house, they were tearing down the staircase and everything, and they were living in the house. But they had built a new fireplace in there, and so Wayne just went up there and tore down the staircase a little bit at a time and used it for kindling. I said, that's not white trash living. I never thought it. He's going to break up the furnace and everything, feeding the fire to keep yourself warm. But he got his staircase torn down, and he didn't have to cart it off either. He burned it up in the fireplace.
Very economical.
That's
very practical.
That's right. They have a really fine home now.
Yeah.
Every time it looks, it's beautiful.
Well, what do you call these things that you lay the logs across inside the fireplace?
Andirons.
Ever heard those called? Anything else?
Something dogs. Dog irons.
Dog irons.
Dog irons, I think is what. I remember my grandparents calling them dog irons, I believe, is what they call them.
I meant to ask you a second ago about kindling. Have you ever heard that called by any other name? Just kindling?
I don't think so. Just kindling's all iron.
What about light wood?
No, I've never heard that term.
People in my part of the country call it that a lot. Light wood or lightered. Kind of
lighted.
Contracted, you know?
Oh, I see. I never heard that before.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think I'd like to do what you're doing.
Well, for the most part, things are pretty much the same in this part of Tennessee and South Alabama, with just a few exceptions. That's one. Another one that I'm not going to get into now, you know, this animal with the hard shell that can draw his head in. You call that the...
Turtles or terrapins.
What's the difference?
Terrapin shell is shaped differently. I heard my son explain this to my father the other day. Daddy said,